We'll start here in my office. Essentially, what we've got here is a root system in which there's absolutely no bark left on it. It's been completely eaten off by Diaprepes. And the reason it's in this condition is this comes from a grove outside of the Arcadia area in a spodosol-type soil, one of the hardest ones to deal with. And the Diaprepes population density here was incredibly high, and it tends to be incredibly high in those situations. Whereas if you come up to the ridge, you will not find anywhere near the population density of Diaprepes. In fact, you may not even know you have Diaprepes in your grove until your trees start to decline. So there's a really major difference in the population density that Diaprepes can achieve in these different regions, depending on how wet the soils are. It loves wet soils, how heavy the soils are. But generally on the central ridge, you don't have those conditions where you can get just huge populations of the weevil consistently. Occasionally you'll get outbreaks, but generally you won't even know it's there in a lot of cases.
Probably flatwood soils, growers are going to have more problems than ridge soils?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. But now I want to convince you that Diaprepes can also be a problem on the central ridge. It's just the magnitude and the speed with which the problem develops that are different in the two regions. Let's take a little walk here. Okay, we've come outside to look at a bigger root system from a tree that we're just pushing up here on station, making way for other trees. And I brought it up here because it shows you what happens over a long period of time, even on the central ridge. We don't even find Diaprepes in the area of the station. We have traps out, and we don't trap but a couple of Diaprepes adults a year in this area. And yet you can see that the root system here, all of the lateral roots, all the scaffold roots, are completely channeled by the feeding of these insects. And you can also see all of the Diaprepes damage that this rootstock has encountered here with all the sloughing of the bark and the obvious damage from Phytophthora here. So what this represents is a tree that's been in the ground for many years with a few Diaprepes weevils feeding on its root system year after year after year. And these calluses don't heal up. The bark doesn't grow back over, so eventually you get this cumulative effect of the insect on the tree. It just takes a much longer time, but eventually these trees will decline, and there are growers in the area that are pushing out big portions of their groves because of this long-term damage finally debilitating these trees enough that they're no longer profitable.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.